Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows. Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Editorial. Today again, I am in front of you with Manrega. Now, the Rural Development Ministry has made it mandatory that Manrega will be only paid through ABPS, that is Aadhaar-based payment system. ABPS. Now, this is bad. This is bad for the poor of this country. Let me tell you why. Let's get right into the show. You know, there was a king. This king had two sons. He told the two sons that, listen, you know what? I'm not going to hand over my kingdom to you. So you'll have to prove to me that you are a good king. So each of you son, I'm going to give you 1 month time. I'll divide the kingdom into two, half yours, half yours. I'm going to give you 1 month's time. You need to ensure that I don't see misery. I don't see starvation. I don't see poor people on the streets of my kingdom. If you can make that happen in your half of the kingdom, well, the kingdom is yours. You're the new king. If you don't, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make you the king. I mean, it's not that easy. It's not going to just come to you. Fair enough. Both these kids went out and one kid, he tried his best. He put every possible scheme that he could. He put every possible scheme and tried to, you know, uplift the poor. He tried to feed the hungry. He did everything possible. But then maybe 1 month was too short a period and he couldn't help it. Though he improved it. He improved the state of living of those people in his territory. But he couldn't eradicate it. King went for a round and said, "Nahi, yaar, I still see angry people." You're not the king. The other son, he did nothing. He did nothing, absolutely nothing. What he did is, before he asked his father or took his father around, he said, "Dad, you remember what you said? You said if you don't see poverty, hunger and misery in my part of the kingdom, I'm going to be the next king, right?" He said, "Are you sure?" So the king said, "Arey, yaar, my word, what are you talking about?" Acha. What he did is, before he got into that chariot, he blinded his father. He put a blindfold on his father. His father couldn't see anything. He said, "Come, I'll take you around the kingdom." Mind you, your commitment was, if you don't see poverty, I become the king. So what he did is, he didn't remove poverty. He didn't do anything to eradicate poverty or feed the hungry. What he did is, he blindfolded his father, and that was it. I don't know whether he became the king or not, but somewhere down the line, our story is thus. You see, I have always been talking about Manrega, because Manrega is the only rural job guarantee scheme. Rural India is poor. People in rural India survive not because they've got great farm, great agriculture, and our agriculture is doing fantastically well. They are selling their crops, making a lot of money. None of this is happening. People commit suicide because they have no two square meals in our country. It is real. If you feel for your country, if you call yourself a nationalist, then empathize with them, because that's real India. And till you can empathize with them, whatever you talk makes no sense. This is the only guarantee scheme that we have to ensure that those people who who doesn't have farms, who are farm workers, and whose only option is to get this Manrega and then possibly that too for 100 days out of 365 days and feed their family for 365 days with that meager amount. Food, I am talking nothing but just mere food. When that is questioned, when that comes under compliance, one doesn't know how to react. I'll tell you what I'm talking about. See, you see, Manrega has two ways they have to pay their workers. Two ways to pay. One is your account-based payment scheme, your banking scheme. Like you have the name of the bank, you give the name of the bank, the account number, the IFSC code, and your payment is credited into your bank. Simple way. Bank account hai, you get your money. The second way is the ABPS way, which is the Aadhaar-based payment system, where you need to have an Aadhaar card. This Aadhaar card needs to be connected to your job card, and then you get your payment. Now, in the second system, that is the ABPS system, there are a few steps. There are a few steps that a farmer who is striving, fighting for his 2-square meal needs to do. And the steps are as follows. I'm going to read it out to you. For ABPS, a few steps are minimally needed. First, a worker's Aadhaar card number must be seeded in his job card, which is what I told you. Which means that authentication of his or her job card details with the Aadhaar database. Authentication is successful only if all details including spelling, gender in the job card matches with those of Aadhaar database. Now, the first point. The first point, and look at the And all of us will relate to what I am saying. You see, your Aadhaar card and your job card. If there is one spelling error, your Aadhaar card doesn't link with your job card. One spelling error, one difference in the age number, a small error, it doesn't match. Now tell me, who do you think is the reason for that error? That poor worker? Or the government authorities, or the data entry guy, God knows who is responsible for that error. But who pays for it? Who are you making pay for? That poor worker. Because his father's name was spelled wrong, he will not get his wages. My father's name is spelled wrong in my Aadhaar card. I know with all my staff and my support system and whatever the place I stay in, that is Mumbai, with this kind of infrastructure, I know what it took for me to correct that. Can you imagine what happens to a person who is staying in a Mufussil village? Can you imagine if there is one small error which he or she may not even know that there is an error? You know what happens and how difficult it is for him or her to link his Aadhaar card to PAN card or job card or whatever card? You know how difficult it is? Haven't you faced it at some point in time? This is what the government is expecting a Manrega worker to go through. This is point number one. Point number two, their Aadhaar card must be linked with their bank account. Not only it should be linked with their job card, it should be linked with their bank account. The same process. Point number three, the Aadhaar number of each worker must be mapped correctly through their bank branch with a software mapper of the National Payment Corporation of India, which acts as a clearinghouse for ABPS. My God! My God, what are you talking about? Why don't you directly tell them, I don't want to pay you, man? Wouldn't that be better? Aap link karo your card, Aadhaar card, you link with your job card. The Aadhaar card, you link with your bank account. Again, I am telling you, you know who goes for Manrega? Who goes for Manrega? Who do not have a wherewithal to get 2-square meals. That family goes in for Manrega. And you are asking that family may not have had electricity all their lives. No drinking water in their tap. They may be walking for miles to get water. That's the family you are talking about. Please understand who you're talking about. And you're asking this family to go link your Aadhaar card to your bank account, to your job card, and it is mapped to the whatever system, and then you get paid. Are you even real? Is this even for real? So this is what our government expects these people to do. Now, I want to tell you one more thing. You see, if you don't have all this, if you don't have all this, your job card is deleted. Job card gone, finito. Matlab, blindfolded. You blindfolded the king. Na rahega job card, na rahega payment spending. Na pay karna padega. Matter over, no? So, Mandrega payment problem solved. How? Delete job card. So, you have a lot of people now speaking about Mandrega and the pending money. You create a system where you complicate that system by asking that poor man who, like I told you, may not have seen electricity, that poor man or woman to go and link his job card to Aadhaar card, to bank card, to mapper and all of that. And then if you don't do that, just delete your job card, which means you are no longer unemployed. Khatam, matter ends. Which means that I have, the payment is 100%. You see, I'll tell you another very interesting fact. Two recently publicized research report in Economic and Political Weekly shows how officials have resorted to deleting job cards owing to pressure from the union government to meet 100% of the Aadhaar seeding targets. So, Aadhaar seeding target diya gaya. So, for a local official to meet their Aadhaar seeding target, what they do is they just go on deleting. So, the easier way other than going, helping that person to ensure that all that linkage is happening, the officials on ground are just deleting their cards. And the government of India, the Ministry of Rural Development has spoken in the Lok Sabha and said that actually in a response to a question in Lok Sabha, the Rural Development Ministry reported that there was 247% increase in job card deletion in financial year 22-23 compared to a previous year. Can you imagine? This is not me saying, this is the Ministry of Rural Development saying. So, you see the connection between the story and this? You're blindfolding. You're deleting people's card and saying, ho gaya. My God, this is atrocious. This is unfair. And if this we don't talk about, if this we don't spread, if this information is not shared by everybody in this country, we shouldn't even call ourselves Indians. Because if we don't empathize with our own, then who will? You see, a lot of people may say that, listen, you know what? There is a lot of corruption going on in Mandrega. There are governments, local government, regional parties who form government. They take money. Are you, all of that may be true. All of that may be true. I am not disputing that fact. Is the solution therefore starving that Mandrega worker? Is that the solution? Because your political parties and your politicians are taking money, the solution for that is starving the end worker? Is that even fair? What kind of government are you? You have put today Lalu Prasad is in ED interrogation. Tomorrow somebody else is. But day after tomorrow, Rohit Pawar is going for ED interrogation. Take them, na? Are these interrogation only there when it comes to your party jumping and political manipulation? If you know a party is siphoning money out of Manrega funds, you arrest the party, you arrest everybody in that party. At least there will be some logic for your arrest. Other than that, you are punishing the end worker. Secondly, you see, job security. See, the problem with us is we don't take these words seriously. Food security, job security. Why do we even have a government? Why do we even have a government? If the government cannot take care of people's food, a job that ensures that they have their 2-square meal, a healthcare system that you ensure that they live. If you don't have all this, why do you even have a government to cause communal clashes? To say how one religion is bigger than the others, or how one religion is dangerous because of another? Is that the reason why we have government? And is that the reason why we are electing one? You see, every time every time, as a nation and as politicians, our inefficiencies, our lethargies, our manipulation hits the lowest common denominator. We keep the rich very, very happy. We keep the urbanites happy, because otherwise it matters. You know, the person who stays in that Mafusil village, nobody even hears about him. Because like I said, this editorial, I don't think we'll have numbers down. Nobody even wants to hear about him. And that is why that man or that woman or that family is hit the most. If there is corruption in the government, hit him. If the center is not happy with the state government, they have a political problem, hit him. Anything goes wrong, hit him. You want to urbanize, hit him. You want to build industries, hit him. You want to give some company land, hit him. Take his land away. Ultimately, the last common denominator of our country is always hit. Nobody talks for him and nobody is bothered about listening about him. That's the unfortunate part of our country, and I blame us as much as I blame a politician. If this is put into action, believe me, very soon you'll have figures that says that our Manrega payments are 100%. Believe me, you'll have figures coming out. But believe me, thousands and lakhs and crores of people will starve, because the only thing that they had as a hope, which they carry with them very closely guarded into their chest, is that job card, that Manrega gave them. Because that job card equals food for them. That's what's being taken away. That's what I wanted to tell you tonight. Till I see you next time. That's tomorrow at 10. Namaskar.
Stay ahead with our Cutting Edge News app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News Podcast are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the house of HW News Podcast. We are sure you will love it too.